This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCue, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. Hey, Good Things family, Brendan DeCue here, and today's episode is going to be one that really hits home for so many of us. We're diving into a critical conversation that impacts millions around the world: gender-based violence. But we're also talking about hope, empowerment, and action. My guest today is a good friend of Good Things Guy, Mark Grobler, the driving force behind Empowered, a program designed to help individuals reclaim their personal power, heal, and take control of their lives in a truly remarkable way. Mark's journey has led him to create something that's truly changing lives. And with a huge event coming up at the end of this year, there's so much to unpack. So Mark, welcome back to the show.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Brent. Thanks for your time.
Okay, so maybe let's just start at the beginning. For those that might not know about Empowered or this incredible thing that you've created here in South Africa, tell us a little bit about how it all happened.
29th, I think, of December 1994, almost 30 years ago, a friend of mine by the name of Alison was abducted by two men, raped. They slit her throat, disemboweled her, and they left her for dead. I'm sure a lot of the listeners will remember what happened. I wrote a thesis for my fifth and grading after speaking to Alison and realizing that she'd made some mistakes that anybody would have made because she just didn't know any better. And I sent Alison a copy, and she phoned me in tears and said, "Mark, had I known this, what happened to me would never have happened." So I suppose you could say, Brent, that's when the proverbial ball started rolling, almost 30 years ago. But it took me a couple of years to actually build up the confidence, I suppose, to start Empowered, which this year is in its 12th year.
Well, I know exactly what Empowered is because I've been on one of your courses. Could you perhaps let the listeners know what it is exactly that you teach?
So I suppose what I'd like to say is, if I were to say to a whole bunch of people, do you think self-defense is important? Everybody would put their hand up. And then my next sentence is always, how many of you are taking regular self-defense classes? And then all the hands go down. And I think the reason for that is that self-defense is the realm for people that want to train every day. I use a slide in my presentation, Brent, you wouldn't have seen, we've sort of amped it up a little bit since you went on, but I call it the niche between ninja and nothing. Now, we all know what ninjas are. They train every day and they can punch through walls and whatever. But then there's also a whole bunch of people that know nothing. So not everybody wants to be a ninja, but I believe that very few people want to know nothing. They want to know something. And that's the niche we operate in. We operate in the middle. So giving average Bob, average Sue, the knowledge, the skills, the tools to make a decision when they find themselves in a threatening situation.
GBV, or as we know it, gender-based violence, is such a sensitive and difficult topic to tackle. How does Empowered approach the issue in a way that empowers survivors without re-traumatizing them?
Wow, that's a good question, Brent. I suppose, you know, prevention is better than cure, obviously. But the process we go through, because you find a lot of people that have been through gender-based violence, whether it be from those that people they know or people they don't know, they often come out of the situation thinking, well, I should have done this, or I could have done that, or why didn't I, or why should I? I mean, that's one of the things that Alison, after I sent my thesis, she phoned me in tears and said, "Mark, as I said, why didn't I do X, Y, and Z?" And I said, "You know what, Alison, you didn't have a choice because you didn't have all the options." So, I mean, we've had over 11,000 women that have been through the program, and often you get people coming to me and saying, "You know, this has helped me in my healing process." So it's a cathartic process. You're obviously learning a skill to try and prevent it, but the process itself and what happens at the end of the program, as you're well aware of, is definitely a cathartic and part of the healing process.
Well, one of the things that you taught me in that process is something that has stayed with me
for the longest of time, and it's the first sort of rule that you put out there is do not go to the second place. If something is happening, if you find yourself in a situation where you feel your life is threatened or that you're in a position that you don't want to be, do not go to the second place. And that that learning that you've given to almost 11,000 women that have gone through the course, that struck a chord with someone who is incredibly famous, one of our ex-Miss South Africans.
Correct. Demi Lee, she was Nell Peter, she's now Demi Lee Tebow. She went through the program, as you said, with the 12 Miss South Africa finalists in 2017. It feels like the other day, it's nearly, 5 years ago. She went through the program 2 weeks after she was crowned Miss South Africa. She was in an attempt at hijacking. And pretty much she went on record to say that had she not been through this program, the outcome could have been completely different. And she said to me, Mark, I could hear your voice in my ears or in my head saying, don't go to the second place. And she made a decision. She got out of the car and basically got away from the hijacking situation, where she said under normal circumstances it could have ended completely different.
And that's the point, right, is these learnings stay with you for life. One aspect of Empowered is that you don't just focus on women. It's also for men. I've been through the course. It's also for men. It's not just for females. Why was it so important for you to include men in this conversation and these learnings about GBV?
So the focus initially was around women because of Alison. At some stage in the process, we were asked to do something for a school, and I realized that the school was co-ed. And I then thought to myself, you know, just because I'm a man, just because we're men, it doesn't mean we're born with a certain skill set. And often, you know, when you speak to guys, you say, do you know how to fight? And they go, yeah, of course I do. But the reality is, unless you've been taught, you don't know how. And I think there's this toxic masculinity, you know, that you need to fight to prove your worth. That you know, you're not a man unless you can go and knock someone out, et cetera, et cetera. So what we speak to a lot of it, and the course is completely, was exactly the same to what the women do. I think the conversation you have is just a little bit different, because every guy thinks that he can and every woman thinks that they can't, and they're both wrong. So it's about dealing with that toxic, you know, masculinity that, you know, you need to fight to prove you're a man, which is absolute nonsense. You know, you need to have the skills to get out of a situation and not put those around you in harm's way, because, you know, you need to show how buff you are.
Such an important conversation, and one that you're going to be having on a much bigger stage on the 21st of November, 2024. This is going to be a massive event that you've put together. Mark, what can people expect from it?
So, Brent, you know, they say if your dreams don't scare you, they are too small. So for the longest time, I've had this idea in my head. And as you know, what happens at the end of our program, everybody punches through a wooden board. Now, the idea is not to teach you necessarily to break things. The idea, as you know, is to show you that you can do something that maybe you thought was impossible. Now, everybody, when shown that board at the beginning of a program, and I'm sure you'll attest to this, you think, no, it's impossible, can't be done. And just the simple act of punching through the board obviously equates to a technique we teach in the program. But for the longest time, I've had this idea of what is the biggest board break? What is the biggest board break? So I went and looked some time ago, and I found the biggest simultaneous board break anywhere on this planet as in ever is 230 karate people. So on the 21st of November, we are going to break 1,000 boards twice. So I've got Sun International on board. They have given us the Sunbet Arena. It's a Thursday. So my idea is we aim to break 1,000 boards twice. And the idea is to raise money to be able to go and train those that can't afford, Brent, because let's be honest, as you mentioned earlier, gender-based violence is a scourge. I want to change the narrative. Well, the current narrative is, you know, together we can stop gender-based violence. I think we need to be realistic here. Together we can't stop it. Together we can't stop world wars. Together we can't stop hunger. Together we can't stop crime. But together we can fight it. Together we can fight it. Together we can make a difference. So the idea is break 1,000 boards twice. And I say twice because tickets are for two people. As you know, someone needs to hold the board. I think when you did the program, Brent, I held the board for you. But if we've got 1,000 people breaking boards, you need to bring. So the tickets are for two people. There must be at least one woman in your team, if I can call that, or in per ticket. So the idea is the first break will be 1,000 women, never been done anywhere in the world. And the second break will be obviously whoever the partner was. There could be another woman or a guy. So we're really looking to make this the unofficial fight gender-based violence day in South Africa. And we've actually we've got Sun International, as I mentioned, and Prime Media on board. And the idea is we're going to do this for 3 years. This year, Pretoria, San Vendorina. Next year, Pretoria and Cape Town simultaneously. And year three, Pretoria, Cape Town, and Durban. So I'm petrified at the moment, but super excited. Nothing like this has ever been done before.
I think that's why you're doing it, is because nothing like this has ever been done before. It's going to raise awareness around GBV. It's going to raise awareness about the good work that you do. And it's going to show people that they can break boards. When you've got that skill, it gives you a whole lot of confidence in other aspects of your life. Even though you're creating the space to have this conversation, do you think that enough is being done to fight GBV in South Africa and the world?
No, I don't think so, Brent. I think to a large extent, it's a tick box exercise, and I get incredibly frustrated sort of over the 16 days of activism period and the Women's Month period. And it's, you know, a lot of companies come out and they'll host an event for their ladies, and it's invariably, talk and some cupcakes or whatever. I'm not knocking cupcakes, or I'm not knocking going to spas, but what are we actually physically doing about it? You know, it's fine to talk about it, and I have a rant every year during 16 days of activism, or as I like to call it, 16 days of hot air, because activism without action is just really speaking. You know, we need action. I like to call 16 days of action, not 16 days of activism. So I don't think enough has been done. I think it's quite easy to tick the box during the right times and then sweep it under the bed. But I really hope through this event we can bring it mainstream, make sure it's something on people's calendars every year. And basically, yeah, our aim is, Brent, to raise enough money to, in 2025, go and train 10,000 people in 2025 that can't afford it. So we set up a non-profit, and the idea would be organizations can then obviously apply to us for training. There'll be certain criteria. But the idea is to go out and make a difference, a quantifiable difference, to say so many people have been through the program. It wasn't just talking. So many people have skills, and really make a change.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why I've got you on the show today, is to hope that our listeners go, whoa, I want to get involved. I want to empower myself. I want to make a difference. I want to make sure that someone else has that ability to do it as well. Mark, if people want to get involved, if they want to book you for a program, if they want to come to the upcoming event on the 21st of November, where do they get the information? How do they get involved?
So we're on all socials, Brent, but I think the easiest is just to our website, which is INPOWERED. There is a link on our website to book early bird tickets. Tickets go on sale officially. Our official launch is the 30th of September, but you can pre-book tickets on our website. All my contact details are on the website. Links to all our socials. Get in touch, and we'd love to work with your peeps on your side of the Good Things Guys network.
Mark, thank you so much for sharing your story and the incredible work you're doing through Empowered. Friends, I have been on this course, and I'm not being paid to say this. It is life-changing. It really does make you feel a little bit safer, that should you find yourself in a situation that you don't want to be in, you have the ability to get out of it and to get away from it. Conversations like these remind us that while the challenges we face are immense, there are people like Mark who are creating real, tangible solutions. For anyone listening who's been touched by this conversation, I encourage you to check out Empowered and the amazing event Mark has come up with. Let's continue to push for change, empower one another, and create a world where everyone feels safe and strong. Until next time, keep spreading the good things. And remember, there's always good happening somewhere. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. And to all of the listeners, as I always say, okay, love you. Bye. That's it. Wishing you only good things. And for more good things, visit www.goodthingsguy.com. Okay, love you. Bye.